USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooter killed two people and injured six others during a rampage at Central Vision and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis on Monday. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack detailing the victims who were killed.
One adult female has been pronounced at a local hospital. I believe that was from gunfire. We have one teenage female remaining here at the scene. She's also been pronounced.
Police managed to kill the shooter. Students fled the scene by scaling fences and jumping out of windows with the help of police officers. When it comes to illegal border crossings, 2022 had the highest number ever. That has led to a spike in border deaths.
These human smugglers are placing the lives of these migrants in danger.
That's Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. There have been 856 illegal immigrant deaths at the southern border this fiscal year. That's also a record. A new poll shows voter interest is at an all-time high before this midterm election. Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel feels the momentum is on her side.
Republicans are talking about the issues that are really mattering and hitting home for voters, and Democrats are continuing to miss the mark.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the NBC News survey asked voters to rate their interest level in the midterms on a 0 to 10 point scale. More than 60% said their interest was a 10. A majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. That's according to a new report out by Lending Club. The financial services company found 63% of Americans struggle to keep up with the pace of inflation, including 49% of six-figure earners. The survey also finding that many Americans have dipped into their savings or gone into debt. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Another state is making an announcement regarding COVID vaccinations and children.
Republican elected leaders in Virginia say they will oppose any legislative efforts to add COVID-19 vaccines to the list of recommended vaccinations for adults and kids. The announcement spurred by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices suggesting that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention should add it. On Face the Nation, a former commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, weighed in on the topic.
Quite frankly, I don't think there should be state mandates. I don't think we're at the point right now we should be considering mandating this vaccine as a condition to attend school. While I think every child should seek out this vaccine, parents should strongly consider vaccinating their kids. I don't think it should be mandated by states.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
With all the focus on the price at the pump, our diesel supply has dwindled.
As President Biden released more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves in an effort to temporarily lower the price, it's been discovered the United States is down to 25 days of diesel supply. The figures were provided by the Energy Information Administration and shows diesel stockpiles are at their lowest level since 1993. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Powerball jackpot is now an estimated $625 million. Lottery officials say brisk ticket sales ahead of Monday night's drawing added another $15 million to the grand prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.